Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got an update for everyone. We have confirmed reports of at least one tornado in the St. Croix area. One of our meteorologists out there sending in some photos to Civic Media. I'm looking at the tornado. Those suckers are scary when you lay eyes on them, no doubt about it. Apparently all is beautiful in Manitowoc if you're in that area. But folks, again, we'll keep you updated on what is happening weather-wise across the state of Wisconsin. Keep those updates coming in. If you have an update from your neck of the woods, 855-752-4842. That's 855-CIVIC. I'm joined now by my colleague in broadcasting, Greg Gunderson. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Greg.
Hi, Maggie. Thank you so much for having me again. So glad to be back.
I'm exploring and talking a wee bit about the motion to dismiss that Judge Hannah Dugan's team filed yesterday to basically get rid of the case in its entirety against her. I am taking a wee bit of a, well, I told you so moment, which I rarely do on these things. The day that she was indicted, I made two arguments on this program. Firstly, I said, listen, state court judges have the absolute right to control their courtrooms and the comings and goings of persons into and out of their courtrooms unequivocally and without limitation. Secondly, I argued that the 10th Amendment, which states that any power not explicitly enumerated and granted to the federal government is reserved by the states. Therefore, it is the typical course, and it has been historically the case, that like 80% of all criminal prosecutions happen in state court. By extension of the 10th Amendment's core principle, then, the federal government cannot engage and enforce its laws in a way that interferes with the state's enforcement of its criminal proceedings. So not only does a state court judge enjoy total control of her courtroom, the feds are actually prohibited by the 10th Amendment from mucking about in said courtroom and said criminal proceedings. That would make it unconstitutional. And lo and behold, Gray, in the motion to dismiss filed by a team of the nation's top lawyers on behalf of Judge Hannah Dugan, what did they argue? Yep, those two very things. First, that the judge enjoys complete immunity for how she runs her courtroom. And secondly, that the 10th Amendment itself also prohibits this prosecution because it would implicitly endorse federal agents effectively co-opting the state court system to effectuate immigration arrests under federal law, not prohibited. Gray, I wanted to get your sense of what people are saying about this in your neck of the woods. I think on the surface, it would be very easy for someone to say, oh, she kept those federal officials from doing their job. Of course she's guilty. But once you stop and start to think about what it would mean for local law enforcement and for the safety of all of our communities under which it is provided largely under state law by our local police and local courts, maybe people can start to see some nuance there. What are folks saying in your neck of the woods, Gray?
You use the word. You use the word that is the 10-foot pole. You said nuance, Maggie, and I'm afraid that is just not being applied. So basically, the general trend up here, and not to knock people, because there are certainly some free thinkers, and there are people with more complex paths to the same point than others are taking to get there. But by and large, the impression that I get from the outside looking in is that most people are looking for their litmus paper. Do I look? Mm. I check my touchstones. I check my three-letter news orgs. I check my social media where I follow these people directly, and I don't need to name anybody. You know exactly who they are, but I know exactly if I need to know how to feel, I know exactly where to check. They're right there. Those channels are well worn already, even with this light use they've seen. I'm continually impressed and horrified by the efficiency of the cult of personality that's in place, because it's those who I would have considered the most suspicious, the people who would have been right there in Madison the moment news that a judge was arrested broke. Nope. The DOJ is currently headed by people we don't question right now. So that a judge is being arrested and tried for something that, I mean, the weirdest part of it for me is that I'm seeing people talk about the content of the 10th Amendment as though it's some theoretical discussion that maybe someday might become a law. It's like, no, we're talking about The 10th Amendment, it exists. It's a noun. It's established. It's got rebar in the concrete that's buried in the earth. Like, this is an unshakable thing. Not unshakable. I get it. Amendments are not infallible, but we're talking about them up here as though it's not even in place.
Let me just ask you this follow-up question, Gray. Are people putting together that if federal agents can show up in state courthouses and start arresting people, interrupting state court criminal proceedings, that makes it far less likely that victims, witnesses, and defendants facing state-based criminal charges will show up in court, which will make it harder to keep your neighborhood safe, right? Like, if people start dodging state court prosecutions and witnesses and victims don't show up to testify, that's not good in a very immediate way for local safety and local law enforcement. People putting that together at all?
I'm afraid not. I you probably saw me deflate like a bad balloon the day after the party as you were going about that question. It's because the more I thought about it, just no, the signs that everything's okay anyway are in place. The alarm bells that the average person up here in this neck of the woods, the alarm bells that I'm looking for, they're not going off yet. And that's when Donald Trump worries, I'm worried. You know, that's just the general, there's just so much trust on behalf. That's what bewilders me. The most suspicious people I've ever met are taking things at face value that just, okay, I'm just going to go tear my hair out where you can't see.
Did they like QAnon back in the day? I mean, come on, man.
No, but we found the diet version of it or something. I don't know.
Listen, we got to take a breath. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Sarah Partridge from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Super excited to talk to her. We're going to be talking about education policy, which will bridge to our 5:30 guest today, also talking about how to make sure your kids get a top-notch education despite the cuts that the federal government may be engaging. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.